and reported. She got up and walked over to Raven, who watched her like she was the hangman coming. She signed at him. He got up and followed her, again with the eagerness of a man headed for the gallows. I knew him well enough to see the signs. He was putting himself into a role. I tagged along, wondering what it would be. Most everybody else moved closer, too. Two young people around 20 came puffing up over the side of the windmill. So the impossible was possible. The improbable a sure thing. Unless the army down there figured they could placate Darlin with a couple of ringers. The boy looked like Raven, 20 years younger. Same dark hair and coloration, same determined face, not yet hardened into grimness. I was only a step behind when Raven got his first look at them. He cursed softly, muttered, "She looks like her mother." It was plain they hadn't been told they were here for a family reunion. They were just puzzled and scared. Mostly scared. And more so as the mob closed in around them. They didn't recognize Raven. They did recognize Darlin, and that scared them even more. Everybody waited for somebody else to say something. Raven whispered, "Do something, Case." Desperately. "I'm lost." "Me? Hell, I don't even speak the lingo that good." "Case, help me out. Try to get this moving. I don't know what to do." "All right." I thought of a couple of suggestions for him, but I was never a guy who kicked crippled dogs. I went to work in my feeble Jewel City's dialect. "You have no idea why you were brought here, do you?" They shook their heads. "Relax. You ain't in no danger. We just want to ask about your ancestors. Especially your parents." The boy rattled something. "You'll have to talk slower, please." The girl said, "He said our parents are dead. We've been on our own since we were children." Raven winced. I figured the voice must be like that of his wife, too. Silent translated for Darlin, who really gave them the eye. Seeing they was Raven's kids, I didn't figure it was so amazing they pulled through. "What do you know about your parents?" The girl took on the answering chores. Maybe she thought her brother was too excitable.
"Very little."
She told me pretty much what I had been able to find out for myself when we were headed south. She did know that her mother had not been a nice person.
"We've managed to live her down. Last year, we won a judgment that took some of our father's properties from her family and returned them to us. We expect to win more such judgments."
That was something, anyway. The girl had conjured up no special regard for the woman who had brought her into the world.
The boy said, "I don't remember my mother at all. After our births, I think she had as little to do with us as she could. I remember nurses. She probably got what she deserved."
"And your father?"